Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Muslims refuse to enter the Temple Mount, which could mean a disaster is about to happen. That's the headline. Winky Madad will join me in one moment with more details behind this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The Bible talks about, in the book of Zechariah, the Temple Mount, center of controversy. Looks like that is the case with the terrorist attack on the Temple Mount last week. Israeli security is tightened up. Is it causing all kind of tension as far as the Temple Mount is concerned?
Well, Jimmy, let me start from the end. What we call the Waqf, which is the Muslim Religious Trust, does not want Israel to do anything at all, and has been fighting the state of Israel ever since 67 about the administration of this holy site, which is holy not only for Muslims, but for Jews and Christians as well. Back in October of 2015, John Kerry and Mr. Netanyahu, Israel's Prime Minister, and King Abdullah agreed to surveillance cameras, and that fell through. If the cameras were in place, perhaps the police could have caught these people before they ran out of the Temple Mount to shoot the two policemen. So why should they be opposed to this? They are using it. They are exploiting the issue.
Is the tension intensifying up there on the Temple Mount between the Jews and the Muslims?
Well, Jimmy, it just so happens that I was up there on the Wednesday this week, and you couldn't see a Muslim. They are refusing to walk in because they don't want to go through the metal detectors. But in Saudi Arabia, in Mecca, there are metal detectors, and when they go to airports, there are metal detectors. But there was not a Muslim to be seen, and the first time we were not yelled at or spat at, and so it actually was quite pleasant as opposed to recent events. I don't know exactly how it's going to turn out. I have a feeling, a bad feeling, they would like to cause violence in order to change the situation, but we'll just have to wait and see what happens.
Winky Madad reporting on the potential disaster on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Because of a gunfight between the Israeli security forces and Palestinian terrorists on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, Prime Minister Netanyahu at first closed the Temple Mount, but then reopened this sacred site with tight security. Israel installed metal detectors and cameras up on the Temple Mount, which caused the Muslims to refuse to enter the Temple Mount. This Muslim action has caused the Lord to be angry, which was foretold in Zechariah chapter 1 and verse 15. Before Jesus Christ returns to Jerusalem, Zechariah chapter 1 and verse 16, controversy will surround this sacred site. That's Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 2. The stage is set for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...